Welcome back to this special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Justice and Drew will be back tomorrow morning with Andrew, John, and Miss Sam. But on this special day, Memorial Day, we've taken over the waves, and we're trying to let everybody know some of the events going on today. And we've had some special co-hosts. My first hour, we had Chaplain Buddy Wynn on. The second hour, we're having Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. In the third hour, we're going to have Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. And when he comes on, we'll be joined by Senator Klobuchar, Governor Dayton, and Senator Smith. And we'll find out what all of those folks are doing on this Memorial Day. But this hour, we have on Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director, thanks for coming into the studio, and welcome back.
Great to be here, Tom. You know, it's good to come in before the heat got too oppressive this morning, so it's good to be in the studio.
Well, I'm glad you weren't out there doing that Murph challenge. I don't think I could do that anymore.
Well, I have a lot of respect for people who do the Murph challenge, first of all, and secondly, do a Murph challenge on a day like today. And as I heard the challenge in the many, many facets, the physical facets, for those that can do that, good on them. Good luck.
Director, probably good that you keep with your bicycle riding and all of that to stay in great shape.
Well, I do okay for an old guy, but we'll leave it to the young guys for the Murph Challenge.
Director, for our audience here, they may not know that you served in the United States Navy and retired as a captain and were appointed as director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System in June 2013. Seems like we've been talking on the radio for about 10 years, sir.
Well, believe it or not, this is my fifth year. I'm coming on my fifth year at the Minneapolis VA, and I have never held a job more than 2 years in my life, so it seems like it has been a long time, but it's been a great association with you here and on your radio program, and you've given us so many opportunities, and I really appreciate the continued relationship we have.
Director, just so that our listeners understand, if you're a career officer in the Navy, you're moved every couple of years, and then when
right.
You say you haven't held a job for 2 years or more, it's not because you couldn't hold a job.
I hadn't been fired from any of those positions, but we did move a lot.
The Minneapolis VA is hugely important, and when we talk about the VA, that goes back to the Civil War, and President Lincoln promised that the mission statement for the VA was to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. And the Minneapolis VA Medical Center certainly does that. Everyone I've come in contact with out there are just first class, and they treat us like we're kings. It's fantastic, sir.
Well, thanks, Tom. You know, I go over that Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address motto of the VA with all of our new employees whenever they come into the VA. And a lot of our employees are veterans, and they understand the mission of the VA. But it's really important that all employees understand why we do the work that we do. And so, I'm proud of the Minneapolis VA, and we don't always get it right, but we always try to get it right, and we have an unbelievable mission. That mission of serving those who have borne the battle and his widow and orphan, that is just a tremendous mission, and above all things, we have the greatest mission of any organization.
It's powerful, Director, and your core values are laid out there, and the first initials of those serve an acronym that says, I care. Yeah. Could you run through those quickly, sir?
Yeah, so this was established by Secretary McDonald a couple secretaries ago, but he felt like with any major organization, and it's true of all the services, we all have our core values. In the Navy and Marine Corps, honor, courage, and commitment. In the VA, integrity, commitment, advocacy, respect, and excellence. That stands, acronym is ICARE. And one of the things I always talk about with our new employees, and whenever I get a chance to talk with our others, is that, we are all veterans advocates. That's the one that I sort of really focus on and say that, whether you're a doctor or whether you're a housekeeper or whether you work in sterile supply, everybody comes in contact with veterans. And to the extent that we all consider ourselves advocates, we should be helping those veterans that come to our facility and those veterans in our community. And advocating for veterans is everybody's job.
And for those listeners that might not be familiar with Minnesota Military Radio, once a month the director sends someone over to the show, and we talk about things like suicide prevention, domestic abuse program we had on a few weeks ago, recreational therapy. We've gone through some of the research grants that they do, and we've discovered that, is it 6 years running now, sir, that the Minneapolis VA Medical Center is five-star, the only medical center in the United States that's had that rating since they started rating them.
Yeah.
So it's been a fantastic opportunity to learn about everything that's going on. And for any of you that haven't heard some of those things, you can go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, use the search device to put in Minneapolis VA, and you'll have a whole myriad of topics that we've covered over those years. And I think, Director, the one thing that you've told us that's important is when we have your doctors on, phones ring. People contact you and ask about those issues.
Yeah. So it's good that people are listening. And so we, you know, as you point out, we've had a whole range of people on your show. And again, it's a good opportunity for us to tell people about some of our programs. You know, one of the things, if you're not, those that don't come to the VA are not familiar with VA healthcare, it's not just healthcare. I mean, as you point out, gosh, we do research and we do training and we do homeless programs and we do compensated work therapy and we do sort of just a whole range of things to serve veterans who come to what is traditionally thought to be a hospital, but is really much, much more than a hospital. Things that prior to my coming to the VA were just unimaginable to me.
And technology is changing all
right,
that, too.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, Director, you are a retired Navy captain. On Memorial Day, is there someone special that you think about or some group of people that you think about?
Well, I think back to my long before joining the military and my family. I come from a Catholic family. I'm from Mankato, Minnesota. And from the times that I can remember as a child, we would always go to the Catholic cemetery and celebrate Memorial Day Mass, 9 o'clock, Calvary Cemetery. And, of course, back in those days, it to me, it had very little to do with those who have fallen for their country. My grandpa was there. My uncles were there. It was a time for us to honor those who had died. And so as that has evolved, I've certainly become much better in touch with really the core meaning and have many friends who have died in service. And I always think of them today, but I also go back to the time when, you know, my dad now and my grandpa and my uncles and many, many others who served did not die in service to their country, but committed themselves to serving. And I use it as a time to honor them also. I mean, it's a day that, yesterday we were at the cemetery in Mankato. It's something that we do every year. When I was in the Navy, we spent time at Arlington. We went to wherever we could because, I have great memories as a child, and it's great. It's a great signal of our continued commitment for those who choose to sacrifice and serve.
And Director, we talked about a little bit about this in the first hour, but for instance, in Vietnam, we lost 58,000 some troops, but since then, due to exposure to Agent Orange and due to PTSD like symptoms and those type of things, we've lost many, many more people that didn't die in combat in country, but died as a result of it because of Agent Orange and because of suicide and because of other issues. And at the VA Medical Center, you see that side of it.
Yeah. So this is probably something that has been going on from the early days of our country, but now we have finally acknowledged and recognized that and have a means to compensate, you know, those who have become disabled as a result of their service. And, you know, it's moral injury, psychological wounds. That's something that was called something different in prior eras and not really recognized as a result of service. But we've gotten better at that.
Combat fatigue and other things.
Combat fatigue, right? Shock, called a number of different things. But at least now we've recognized it. And in recognizing it, we're better able to treat it and do something about it.
And we've learned over the last 5 years, Director, that your doctors, your staff, know how to help.
Yeah.
So if we have veterans that have these issues, and if they're eligible for the VA, all they have to do is call. They can get in there. You have the ability to help them through these things.
Yeah. So the VA, and again, not just Minneapolis, but we really know mental health care. And we know rehabilitative services. We know mental health care. Those are really core functions because of the patients that we take care of. And so what I would encourage any of your listeners, Tom, if you're not getting health care through the VA, give us a call. I mean, check it out. You may rate services. You may rate a pension. You may not know that. So people should call and get help. You know, we do a great job of taking care of those that come to us, but there are many, many veterans, especially with mental health issues, that don't come to us. And we would like for them to do that. They rate it. They should come and get services.
And I've talked to your doctors. They know how to do it, sir. So yeah. It's been a great educational opportunity for us and for our listeners of Minnesota Military Radio. Director, we've got a good hour coming up. We're going to talk to John Knapp from the Fort Snelling Veterans Cemetery, We're going to talk to Stephan Whitehead from Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans, and Major General Neil Lloydholt's going to join us in his capacity as president of MACV, Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. So the hour's going to go quick, but I think we're going to have some fun, sir.
Good deal.
Please stay with us. This Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. We'll be right back.
You're listening.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. This hour, my co-host has been Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. And Director, you're a retired Navy captain, and I suppose that means you spent some time with some Marines.
You know, one of my favorite tours in the Navy was with the Marine Corps. I was in Okinawa, Japan. I was the executive officer of a medical battalion. 90 to 93, that's how old I am. And it was just a phenomenal tour. You know, there's nothing like working with Marines, because they, you know what's needed, you know what's expected, and they take really good care of the sailors that work with them.
Well, and we've got another guest coming on this segment, and he's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps. His name is John Knapp. Zach, do we have John? Colonel Knapp?
Hello, sir.
Welcome to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And how you doing, Pat? How you doing?
Hey, great, John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. It's a beautiful morning, except it's going to be a little hot on us. But other than that, it's gorgeous. It's hard to believe that 43 days or 45 days ago, we had snow topping the tops of the headstones out here at Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
And, Colonel, I was out there yesterday, and the place looked pretty good, but it looked like they were still putting flags out.
Yeah, that was a three-day effort. We have over 175,000 gravesites out here. So the big plan was to do a bunch of them on Saturday, which they did, and then a small Gold Star families effort occurred yesterday for several of the sections. And then this morning they're out there right now planning them. They'll hopefully be all complete by our ceremony, which starts at 9:45.
So, Colonel, you were a retired Marine Corps officer. You served for many years. Is there someone special you think about on Memorial Day?
Oh, that's a good question. Every Memorial Day, I think what I think about is not necessarily one individual, but all those individuals that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. All of us know somebody personally, but certainly there are many thousands and thousands that maybe we don't personally know, but we have to thank them for what they've done. You know, Tom, I think back to when I was a child, and I remember seeing, like, some of those historical photos from World War II of our soldiers laying on the beaches of Normandy, or the Marines out in the Pacific and the islands. And those images are so indelible, and you realize what someone has done for you and our freedoms. And it chills me every time I think of those images. They are imprinted in my mind forever. And you can never erase them, and I don't want to erase them. I want to remember them and honor them for their sacrifice.
Colonel, we're going to talk about your Memorial Day ceremony in a moment, but I was fortunate enough you invited me to come out for a tour of the cemetery last year.
And
we learned about a couple of special things. One of them is that you interact with the Minnesota Patriot Guard a great deal.
Absolutely.
And
they're very, very supportive of our mission out here. And they get missions, and they come out, and we work hand in glove to make sure that the veteran and their family gets a proper send-off.
And the other thing that stuck in my mind, sir, was you told me about a story of a homeless veteran, and that your employees took a few minutes off to hold a private ceremony when no one else was there, and the fact that once a month you get urns in with the remains of our veterans, and you hold a special ceremony with them, and I think the Patriot Guard helps you.
We do. We call those direct interments. They're either urns or even sometimes caskets that come to us without a service. They're basically, for lack of a better word, they are shipped to the cemetery to be interred. And we'll do that, and then we collect all their names. We have 25 or 30 a month like that. We'll hold a ceremony, an honor ceremony, with a rifle volley, the playing of taps, the reading of their names at the flagpole, and open to anybody that wants to come be part of it. It only takes a few minutes, and the Patriot Guard stands around with, in support of us. We appreciate that.
And, Colonel, you also told me that many of your employees are veterans, and it struck me hard that you and all your employees treat the cemetery and all of the veterans with tremendous respect out there.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you. Yes, we're 80% of the staff is veterans, and we You know, I think it goes without saying, they are charged with the mission of making sure that they care for not only the grounds, but certainly the veteran and their family. They'll drop anything they're doing to help a veteran or their family members, and that's key to us. It's so important to us. It's in our hearts.
Hey, John, Pat here. I was reading the newspaper the other day, the very, very high percentage of Minnesota veterans who choose to inter at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery. I mean, higher than I think any other state nationally. And it really, again, goes to the... It speaks to Minnesotans, but it also speaks to the quality of the work that you all do out at the cemetery and the honor that you pay veterans and their families so that they choose Fort Snelling. So so well done. It's a very high percentage.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Thanks for pointing that out. And again, the credit goes to the crew here. The crew here is just, you know, I won't trade it for any other crew. I'm not trading anybody. And please don't steal any of my VA employees. I've got some great crew out here that is day in and day out. No matter what the weather is, no matter what's going on, they are always taking care of the grounds and the veterans. And you're right. It's about almost a 40% utilization rate in the Twin Cities area for the cemetery. Nationally, the rate, national average is about 14% for national cemetery. So it shows you the more than double utilization rate for the cemetery that we have here in this community.
Colonel, I think you're safe. The Navy's reputed for taking care of the Marines and hauling them around, so I don't think the Navy's going to raid your employees over there.
It's just a little bantering, you know, just like the Navy, Air Force, Army, Marines. We all got a banner back and forth and have a little smile and a chuckle.
Colonel, you've got a ceremony out there this morning. Can you tell us about it?
We do. Something real special. It starts at 9:45 with wreath laying. And it's at the top of Mallon Road, the north end of Mallon Road, in a wide open area. We have something real special. At 10 o'clock is when the parade starts, where we actually have a small parade. And right at the beginning of that parade, we're going to have a B-25 flyover from the sponsored by the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans Charity. So that's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to come over the crowd at 10 a.m. That'll kick off the parade, and then we will have a ceremony with patriotic music, service songs. We will have our theme is World War One, because this is the end, 100 years ago, the end of World War One this year. And so there'll be some songs from that era. And we also have the governor joining us, along with Senator Klobuchar, Senator Smith, Congressman Walz, and our keynote speaker is Brigadier General John Sestrom, the Assistant Adjutant General at the Minnesota Air Guard. So we're very excited to have him. And he's a very energetic gentleman, and he's going to give a rousing, nice talk to the crowd.
You're in for a treat. He's a great speaker and a wonderful man, a former commander of the 148th Fighter Wing up in Duluth, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job this morning.
We're anxious to see him up there. We can't wait to get him in here.
Well, Colonel, I appreciate your calling in today, and I want to thank you for doing such a great job out at the Fort Snelling Cemetery. Director, did you have another question or something for John?
Well, I only want to mention it'd be much appreciated if you'd keep it a little cooler this morning, John. We're going to be out there for your ceremony, and it's always a great ceremony every year. My wife and I are looking forward to it, and keep it cool, though. Maybe authorize loosening those ties for the attendees.
Yes, sir. Sir, we did buy extra water. We're going to have like bins of water all around the crowd. So please grab a couple out of the bin to ice water to stay hydrated. It is going to be quite hot. We want to make sure we go, be safe and take care of everybody's hydration level. And we have plenty of support. And again, the crew here is just incredible, and we're ready. We're ready for you. We invite everybody from the public to come out, please, and pay your honor and respects to our fallen and our veterans who paid the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Colonel, thanks for taking time out of a busy morning to call us, and we hope you have a good turnout and a great ceremony today. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, and I'll see you soon, Pat.
Okay, John.
Bye-bye.
John Knapp from the Fort Snelling Veterans Cemetery. Coming up on the show, we're going to visit with the Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans, and a little bit later with Major General Neil Leutholt, who's president of MACV. This is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. My name is Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is the eighth year that we're sitting in for Justice and Drew. Andrew John and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. But for now, we're going to continue talking about Memorial Day and all the activities going on around the state. My co-host this hour is Director Patrick Kelly, who's a retired captain from the United States Navy and is the director of the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Last segment, Director, we talked to John Knapp, and that ceremony out at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery is going to be at 10 a.m. this morning. And he's going to have guests out there, both of our senators, Klobuchar and Smith. The governor will be out there. Their featured speaker is Brigadier General John Safstrom. And you're going out there to watch the festivities as well, sir.
We've gone every year, and it's we wouldn't miss it. My wife and I both love being at Fort Snelling on Memorial Day.
And it's all decorated up. There's flags should be on all the graves by now. They were still putting them out yesterday. And it looks as good as it's ever looked. So if it hold off on getting too hot. But John Knapp said he'd have some extra water around, and they'll take care of everybody, and I'm sure they've got some medics standing by. So
I think he said he's putting out 175,000 flags before it's all over, so it's going to be it's going to look beautiful.
I forgot to ask him. I hope those volunteers come back and help him take those flags down and save them for next year. We've got a special guest with us again this segment, Director, and it's Stefan Whitehead, who is the adjutant of Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Stefan.
How are we doing, Tom?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's a busy Memorial Day morning, Stefan. You are also a Command Sergeant Major in the Minnesota Army National Guard, adjutant of the DAV of Minnesota, and moving through the chairs on a national basis.
I am. I'm actually currently our National First Junior Vice for the National DAV as well.
And, of course, your full-time job is adjutant for Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans. And as that adjutant, you've been working for years to supply vans for to haul our veterans down to their appointments at the VA Medical Center here in Minneapolis and up in St. Cloud. And your organization, DAV of Minnesota, has been working hard on that and providing a lot of vans for quite a few years.
We have a great working relationship with the VAs, you know, especially here in Minneapolis with Mr. Kelly there, with St. Cloud, Fargo, Sioux Falls. We have vans spread out across the whole state of Minnesota. Total vans right now we're sitting at is 28 vans in the state of Minnesota transporting veterans.
They go a lot of miles every year, and the one thing we learned a few years back is they're all volunteer drivers.
They are. Through the program with the VA, our program is the vans are operated by all volunteers. The VA Medical Center has actually received the donation of the van from the DAV, and the VA in return actually pays for all of the insurance, the fuel, and everything for us. So we actually can operate that just using volunteer services.
So if our listeners are out there, if you got a valid driver's license and a clean record and you want to help some veterans, all you got to do is go to DAV of Minnesota, and all the information there is to sign up. Director, DAV of Minnesota is helping getting your patients in and out an awful lot.
Yeah, and Stefan and his team have offices in the medical center, and so you can call in, you can stop by the medical center, we'll get you to the DAV office spaces. You know, it's just a great example of how veterans, it's not just about providing health care, it's not just about benefits, it's about sort of a whole team, and the DAV team really is second to none when it comes to service organization support and making sure that our veterans are getting everything they need, to include transportation back and forth. So, Stefan, you and your team are phenomenal. We really appreciate the work that you're doing in support of Minnesota veterans and the VA Medical Center.
Thanks, Mr. Kelly. We really appreciate it. You know, it's truly what we're honored for. That's what our purpose is, and we want to make sure that we're continuing to do our purpose and our mission, and that is providing that care for the veterans. We really are.
Stefan, this is Memorial Day, and your organization does a fantastic job, but is there someone special you think about on Memorial Day or some group?
There is, you know, and this year, I'm actually doing a couple of speeches myself, you know, obviously for Memorial Day, but really highlighting the Vietnam-era veterans and Vietnam veterans. I had two uncles that passed that were Vietnam veterans, and so it means a lot to me today, especially when that, and then also my dad being a Korean War veteran. So, yeah, this day carries a lot of meaning to me.
Well, we hope you're having a great day, and we hope that the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans continue to do the great job that you're doing. And of course, I know that there's a benefit from being part of the Commander's Task Force. And we had a pretty wonderful day at up on the Hill this year, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We had a great turnout, and didn't sound like what we were fighting for. All of it didn't get passed, you know, but I'll tell you, the veterans really showed up this year. Our voices were definitely heard by our legislators this year, and all the work that the Commander's Task Force put into getting the buses there to transport the veterans to the event. I think this had to be one of the largest, if not the largest, turnout of veterans this year for the Vets Day on the Hill.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good support by some of our representatives, don't we? Veterans themselves who really take significant interest and have advocated for and actually got done a lot of things that are in support of veterans, military retirees, and you know, it's better to be in the state of Minnesota than when I got here. We're getting more things from our state, and in large part due to the advocacy of the task force, the service organizations, and that sort of presence on the Hill, which tells legislators that veterans matter in this state.
Well, and one thing I want to bring up there too, you know, obviously this week is a big week on the federal side as well, and Mr. Kelly would know this, obviously, with the Senate and House both passing the VA Mission Act. Now we're waiting for our president to sign it, but that's a huge thing for the care and allowing the VA to do what they do best, and that's take care of our veterans. And that's a huge thing this year. And getting that passed this week.
Well, Stefan, keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hope you have a great Memorial Day and keep getting those veterans off to their medical appointments.
Will do, gentlemen. You guys have a wonderful day as well.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you. That was Stefan Whitehead, adjutant from the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. Coming up in our next segment, we'll meet with Major General Neil Lloyd Holt, who is the president of the Minnesota Assistant Council for Veterans. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening.
Welcome back to this special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. I'm Tom Lyons, the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard on Sunday mornings at 7 right here in Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. You're online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. My special co-host this hour has been Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. During our 8 o'clock hour, our co-host is going to be Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen, and we'll be speaking with Senator Klobuchar, Governor Dayton, and Senator Smith as they prepare to go out to Fort Snelling for the 10 o'clock ceremony out there this morning. But our co-host here today for this hour is Director Pat Kelly. And, Director, we've got about 10 minutes left to go here, and we've got another special guest on the phone, and that is Neil Lloyd Holt, who has served in the United States Army for more than 30 years. He's currently a Major General, Deputy Adjutant General for the Minnesota National Guard, and he is the President of the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. General Lloyd Holt, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good, sir. Glad to have you joining us on Memorial Day. My co-host here is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
General, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Director. Say, I just got your yearly report. A very impressive year last year at the VA, and I just want to say thanks for the open houses and the roundtables, because I appreciate reading about what you're learning at those venues.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear someone's reading our publication, so thanks for the positive comments.
General, Memorial Day, everybody's up and awake, I hope, by now, and kind of a special day as opposed to Veterans Day, which is for all veterans. Memorial Day is to remember those who have given their lives in service to our country to protect our freedoms and in our way of life. Is there someone special from your 30 years of service that you think about today, sir?
Tom, as we've talked about in the past, I always think of the soldiers that we lost during our tour of time in Basra, Iraq, and specifically those three great MPs. So this is a special time of reflection.
In general, you've taken on a full-time role in the last year, which is president of the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. And your mission over there is ending veteran homelessness in Minnesota. Seems like a big job, sir.
It is. It is a big job, Tom, but it's a necessary one, which is why I am so proud to be able to be a part of this challenge. And I think we are going to figure out how to get it done with the help of great partners like Director Kelly. And so this year, right now, we're focused on ending women veteran homelessness, Tom, and we're down to 20 known cases that are on the homeless veteran registry, and every day we take one off and we add one on. But we will use this project to better understand our own procedures and to learn what it takes to help deal with the most difficult cases.
And Director, you've been working on some facilities out in your area to house some of the homeless veterans.
Yeah, so we've got one of the great things about federal contribution to Minnesota's homelessness efforts is that we have a fair number of resources when it comes to vouchers and supportive services that we can bring. And partners like MACV, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, I recently remember being at when I first got here, being at an event, and the broad array of people associated with homelessness in the state of Minnesota, homeless veterans, who took it as really what they viewed to be their personal responsibility to make sure that we all did better. I thought that was my job when I got here. And what I learned is that it's all kinds of people, all kinds of organizations. Since General LeDoyd has been with MACV, it has really increased the visibility and I think the effectiveness of the program. And so it's a lot. It's a lot of people and a lot of good effort and really a lot of really, really good progress.
Director General Leutholz working on the eliminating women homelessness this year, but you've worked hard on expanding the services you can provide for women's veterans at the women's clinic.
Right. So women are a large percentage of our service. And so I think progressively, we haven't done as well in that area because we have historically sort of served more, much, much higher percentage of males than we have women veterans. And we need to get better at that. So, yeah, we have some dedicated clinics. We have a terrific staff, and their role is to ensure that women veterans feel welcome, equally welcome as males. And we recognize this great service that women veterans, Minnesota National Guard, Reserve, Air Guard, Reserve, and these are the kind of women veterans that we serve, and they are major contributors to the mission of the military these days, and we need to acknowledge and recognize that.
General, you've had your stand-downs have been started around Minnesota. I think you've got one coming up in Minneapolis soon.
It's on the Minneapolis stand-down is scheduled right now for mid-August, and we moved from the Boy Scout camp into downtown Minneapolis, in part to be closer to one of the larger populations, but also to get a different venue and to try to gain more of a community feel in addition to the stand-down. Director Kelly mentioned how impressed he was when he arrived at just all of the people who are involved and want to be involved. I think the solution in Minnesota, Tom, is going to be at the local and community level. We need the VA's resources and we need the help of Director Kelly and his team, but if we're going to end veteran homelessness in Minnesota, we need the people of Wilmer helping take care of the 15 veterans in Wilmer that need help. We don't even need me out there to help them. We just need to enable them and show them what they need to do. We need great networks like Hugo Yellow Ribbon, the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network. They just take care of everybody within their networks. We could continue to expand that approach to the homeless challenge and also to what Director Kelly mentioned, to put an appropriate focus on our women veterans who may have been underserved for so many years now and ensure that we're doing right by them as well.
And General, we got about a minute left, but those stand-downs, you provide resources for our veterans, homeless veterans that are anything from a haircut to solving some legal challenges. Director Kelly will have some of his staff out there in case there's some physical problems and anything from a haircut to some clothes to whatever they need.
You could, last year, Tom, you could even get a can of Spam if that's something that you were looking for.
Well, I'm sure Hormel would like to contribute a lot more of that so that we can have that out there. And we did have something like that over in Vietnam, so veterans are used to that, General.
We have them just for your generation of veterans, Tom, quite frankly. I mean this seriously. Not a lot of young, new veterans are looking for their can of Spam, but plenty of the Vietnam-era veterans appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that too, General. I'll have to look for one of those next time I visit a stand-down.
Perfect. I'll save one. I'll put a T on it for you.
Sir, yes, sir. General, we just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts about MACV?
I just would say this, not necessarily relative to MACV, but Father said at church that sometimes we ought to remember to pray for the people that no one else prays for. And I think today on Memorial Day, you asked me who I remember, and I told you, but I think today is a day to try to remember some of those soldiers that didn't come back that might not have anybody who is normally going to remember them, Tom.
Take a moment to remember those later in the day, sir. General, thanks for joining us on Memorial Day. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Director General brought that up about remembering. We have a moment of remembrance. Would you like to tell us about that, sir?
Yeah, so today, and unknown to many, many, or most Americans, you know, the National Moment of Remembrance happens today, 3 p.m., local time, wherever you are, on Memorial Day. And it's an opportunity to just pause and as an act of national unity for the duration of about a minute and just remember not only those you love and you remember, but sort of those, as the general mentions, who have not been remembered and taken as an opportunity to honor their service to the United States. All kinds of organizations participate, baseball, Amtrak, hundreds of others nationwide. And I would ask all of the listeners today at 3 p.m. our time, take a minute, honor those veterans. It's our chance to remember those who are not remembered.
Director, well said, and we don't need to be impinging on anyone's Memorial Day. Those that have served and died, served their country, I think genuinely would want everyone to have a nice weekend, a three-day weekend, spend some time with your family, have a barbecue, do something like that, but remember the meaning of Memorial Day is to remember those who have served, given the ultimate sacrifice to support our freedom and our way of life. And I think that's very special. Director, we've just got about 2 minutes left. You're very busy out at the Minneapolis VA and all of your community-based outpatient clinics, doing a great job. I'm a patient, and I think I hope I'm representative of everyone else. It's a wonderful facility, and I enjoy going out there every time. What else is coming up out there this year? And you're really taking care of the veterans and their families.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. So, you know, one thing that's going to bring some changes is there's a new law, the Mission Act, passed through both houses of Congress. And President now has the bill on his desk and intends to sign it, or indicates that he intends to sign it. That's going to expand some of our services a little more broadly. Those that are living in rural areas, they'll give an opportunity to sort of facilitate their easier access to services where they live. So our mission, our goal, we're continuing to extend, build services in Minneapolis in our community-based clinics. But where it's not available, where it's not, we don't have some of those capabilities in the rural areas, we're going to make it easier for veterans to get those services where they live, not just healthcare, homeless services, work therapy programs, sort of the whole range of services. So great opportunity for us to serve veterans. Really appreciate all of our veterans in the state of Minnesota, and it's an honor to be able to serve them.
And, Director, one last thing. I think you told me last time I talked to you that you really couldn't operate without volunteers. So if any of our listeners today want to help, you welcome volunteers readily out at the Minneapolis.
We have 1,500 volunteers and could use even more. They are the best part about working at the VA.
All right, Director, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy morning before you go out to Fort Snelling for the 10 o'clock ceremony to visit with us today. And we really appreciate having your presence and the folks from Minneapolis VA on the show. So thank you, sir.
It's been great, Tom. Thank you.
The special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. When we come back, we'll be joined by Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen, and we'll also talk to Senator Klobuchar, Governor Dayton, and Senator Smith. So please stay with us. We'll be back shortly.